guys are going to be getting covered too, like I get covered. Go ahead.
Well, first off, congratulations on your finally coming through. I know you've been thinking about this for a little while. How does it feel to finally announce that you're running for governor?
You know what? It feels good. We had a great event last. Almost 800 people there was for the initial announcement. And to be able to come to Sedalia is my second stop, which we always consider our second home. It's great to be here at Starline Brass and be able to make the announcement here in Sedalia.
Now, today you touched on a few things, but what's some of the things you're hoping to learn on your campaign trail and hoping to have as governor?
You know, I think one of the things we're going to do is we're going to start reforming the way we do politics is going to be the first step I think you're going to see out of my campaign. And, changing the political arena is long overdue in Missouri, and I think we need to get back. And one of the themes is going to be positive politics. And we're going to talk about the right things to do and why we're doing it and why people should support us. And I said last night, it doesn't matter to me who's in the race, who's not, who's got money, who doesn't. I don't care. I'm going to run on who I am, how I was brought up, what I did in my career. And those are the points that I'm going to run on through this entire campaign.
Now, sir, you mentioned earlier your farm roots. If elected governor, are there any initiatives you'd take to sort of booster the agricultural industry?
There is no doubt that I will take agriculture to another level. It's one of the number one industry in the state of Missouri, and we spend less money and less time on it than any other industry in the state. And we need to bring that up to a level. Because for agriculture to be good, you know, one thing that I look forward to is trying to bridge the gap between urban and rural issues, and agriculture is going to be one of them. And I think one of the other things that I'm going to be able to take to the table, too, where I've been a small business owner for many years, that you understand what it's like to run a business, too. But bringing agriculture in the state of Missouri to bring it to another level, I'm excited about that. And I think there's the ways to do that, because the one thing to be successful in Missouri that, you know, the urban areas have to do well along with the rural areas. It's not about one or the other. It's about trying to get both of them to another level where we do good, put people to work, and make Missouri a better place.
Go ahead. See, we're nice. We take turns.
Yeah, that's good. You're trying to think, what are you going to ask this guy?
Yeah. I know we kind of speculated for a couple of months you were going to maybe announce. What made you finally decide that you wanted to run?
Well, first of all, we all know that there's been some tragic events here in Missouri. And I think for me, after going through that, I thought there was an opportunity to change politics and just to start putting out a positive message of who we are in this state. And we have got so far off track in the political arena of distorting the truth, trying to destroy people's lives, trying to you know, and we're getting away from integrity and honor. And it's almost like we have got to the point where you win at all costs. Whoever's got the most money, and you do whatever it takes to win. But that's not who we are as Missourians. I really don't believe that's who we are. I think you need to go out there as a politician. And one of the things I think is going to, why we're going to have a winning combination, is you're going to go out there and you're going to talk about who you are, how you grew up, how you raised a family, how you run a small business. You're going to talk about your military service. You're going to talk about being a Polk County sheriff. And just like every other person has to go through in life, that's the message I'm going to give and why I'm qualified to do this job with the experience I have. And without a doubt, having 10 years at the state capitol, having that experience is going to be an advantage.
Is there anything you have a message for the youth or the young voters?
Well, you know, one of the things you're going to see as far as in the education arena, without a doubt, you're going to have to look at where our country's going, where our state's going. And young people are going to have to get involved, one, to be much more professional in the job market area, because it's just what you're going to have to do. If I was a young guy right now, as I tell my grandkids, I'd be looking at science and I'd be looking at math and I'd be looking, how do I go? Because that's the direction this state's going. The one other thing I would say about young people, with the social media that we have today, they need to be involved in the process, because every decision we're making today affects them. And to say, look, I don't want to get involved with that, I don't want to be a part of it, is a bad message for them. People that are young should be involved in the political arena and understand what it is we're doing. But I think you got to look at education. I think you got to look at a skilled workforce. for the state of Missouri that's going to be very important for the future.
How about for businesses like Starline? There was a report that came out, said that we're going to have right now minimal growth right now, but at least it's some kind of growth. But for businesses like Starline across the state, what's some of the things you'd like to see happen?
Well, I think whatever we can do to assist Starline, Brass, these kind of businesses, whatever the state can do to assist in that, I think that's what we need to do. But I think you also need to keep in mind the big way that we help businesses is to stay out of the way. I think it's more important to be careful with the regulatory environment and let them build. Because the way you will harm business from growing will be through the regulatory environment that we put them under. And I think that's one thing. And for, like, for this business or any other business, make sure you can get people in here, qualified employees that have a skilled workforce. And if that means going to a community college, if that means training these guys, that's where the state can come in and help. But I think the biggest thing that for the state to do is stay out of the way, let businesses run their businesses, and do whatever we can to be competitive, to give them the tools to make that business better.